Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Okay, you guys, relax, okay? Take a deep breath. Be fine, don't worry. You ready?
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Come here. Come here and stand over here. To do better than this.
Oh, happy day.
All right, you guys, take your cue from me.
La 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 la
la la la la la la la la
la la la la
la la la la la
la la la la la la
la la la la la la
la la la la
la la la la la
Oh, happy day.
Yeah, the ball was just kind of what happened.
Yes. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome in. And, of course, happy Saturday to you all. And to all of our Christian brothers out there.
La 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 la
la la la la la la
la la la la
la la la la la.
There we go. Some good old gospel music. That's right. Because tomorrow is Easter Sunday, so that's why we're playing this song here. So
it's Easter Eve.
It's Easter Eve. There you go. That's right.
Why is there no Easter Eve traditions here?
I don't know. We got to figure that out. Well, anyway, guys, this is Your Weekly Dose Podcast.
Hello. I'm so quiet. Somebody had to say something.
Thanks, Steve. Steve woke up. I love it. Yeah, because, you know, we thank you for joining us today as we're streaming to you live.
I was waiting for you to say your name.
I did.
I thought you were going to say something else, too.
Didn't it feel that way?
Yeah, I was like...
It felt very, like... I'm just giving you room there. Hey, thanks, everyone, for joining us today. We're live, as you probably can tell, from Orange County, California. If you've never heard Your Weekly Dose... This program is about long pauses. We talk about our last week have a few laughs.
Like right now. Oh, well, oil machine, folks. Oh, well, oil machine. That's all we are.
You're
oh,
next. My God. You're next.
Yeah, we're loving all things we experience in everyday life. Like things like right now, the embarrassing things, you know, when you're live on air. The awkward things, you know, when you're like live on air. The silly things, you know, when you're like live on air.
Yep. How about awkward things?
Oh, we're never afraid to talk about the awkward things. That's for damn sure.
Those are the things that connect us all and make us human. And as they say, laughter is the best medicine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Yes, it is. Absolutely. And I'm trying to get back to this other music.
Okay, you guys. Oh.
One more.
Oh my gosh, yes. I tell all our listeners all the news. Is that where we're at?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, good. We always love it when you guys are part of the show and join in the conversation. You can do that several ways. Comment on each of our episodes on our website, yourweeklydose.com.
Or send us a message through Twitter or Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
Or say hello to us on Facebook because that's where we post most of the time.
At yourweeklydose. Or Gmail. Take a wild guess, yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Oh, my God. Yes, absolutely. Of course, today's show, we've got a bunch of things going on. What do we got? We got trending, of course, with Carolyn. 10:30, we got On Tap with Mike and Kay. We got horoscopes because we didn't do them last week because, duh, I forgot. And then funny church signs. And then, of course, maybe the Easter comedian might stop by, too. We'll find out.
If we've been good.
Who knows? Who knows?
You can always download past shows for free on our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're in the car, subscribe through iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. Search for Your Weekly Dose, and please rate and review the show.
But not this one, because this one we're opening up badly. So, you know, all the other shows, they're better. They're better than this one, so definitely.
Give us a chance. All right, we might come back in Easter tradition. Come back.
True.
Right?
True.
Just give us 3 days and we'll put something together for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What it is, we'll have no idea, but we'll put it together for you, though.
Right.
All right, yeah. And of course, that's with tomorrow being Easter. We're playing Oh Happy Day by Ryan Tobey, who, of course, performed the movie Sister Act 2. Just did a great job of this, and I love gospel music myself, man. This is so good, so that's why we're playing this. I love it when it hits the high note.
They do this live. I haven't seen it, but the musical version. Have you seen it, Camlin?
Yeah. I've seen what?
The musical version of Sister Act, the live version.
Is it good?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay.
No, I haven't. Oh, that'd be great, though.
Yeah, I'm sure the music's good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Have you guys ever done the gone to the House of Blues and done the gospel brunches?
No.
Seen it, but not
oh,
live,
my
no.
God. So good.
Yeah.
So good.
How fun.
Yeah.
Nice.
My family took me a couple of years ago. Well, actually, I've gone twice. Once was many, many years ago, and I went to the House of Blues in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And my mom's law firm, I think, was doing something there or whatever, or what have you. And so we went for one of the gospel brunches. And, dude, the food was amazing, of course.
And the food.
Yeah, and that's when I fell in love with jambalaya.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was a gal at our table who was actually from Louisiana, and she goes, this is pretty damn close to the way we make it back home. And you know, you take three bites, and I'm perspiring because of the spices and stuff and everything. And, oh, God, it was so good.
Yum.
And the music, I mean, it's just phenomenal, you know, for gospel music. And then a few years back, when my folks took me to for my birthday. I forgot how old I was turning. And again, just great food, great music and everything. So if you ever have a chance to do that, to go to the gospel brunch, do it, man. It is so, oh, so amazing.
Cool.
Great music. I mean, for me, it's like kind of going through the Blues Brothers. You know, the whole movie, The Blues Brothers, whatever, you know, it's that kind of a thing. It's just, oh, it's just so good.
Yeah, high energy.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, and the singing, I mean, just everything is just phenomenal. Phenomenal musicians and vocalists and everything. So, yeah, if you get a chance to do it, you don't have to go on Easter Sunday or anything, but, you know, just to go and experience, it's really, really fun.
I was in a performing arts group when I was a kid, and the Blues Brothers movie came out when I was a kid, and we put together we went into movie theaters and performed in the area in front of the front row before people watched the movie.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's
so we're like
cool.
Wearing like the sunglasses and, like,
think.
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Cool experience.
Awesome. Well, should we catch up, guys?
Catch up.
All right. So, partner, how about your week? How was your week so far?
Went by fast. Yeah. Yeah, felt like I was just here. So I think that means I was busy. And both the boys are doing the spring break stuff. One of them's in Hawaii playing rugby.
Wow.
Saw the pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
God, looking so good.
Looks like he's having a good time, good weather. They won a bunch of the games in the tournament yesterday. So today's like the finals to find out if they win the tournament or not. Mm-hmm. And so I'm waiting to hear from him. And my other one's gone to a, I guess you'd call it like a camp. It's on a lake in Nevada, like Bullhead City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, kind of near Laughlin. And okay. so they just spend the week doing a bunch of like water activities, you know, like jet skis and kayaks. And
Oh, that is so fun.
So he loves the water. So he was, he's been looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah. So it's fun. It's fun for them. And I got to work.
Yay for you. Working's important.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that they can go do these things.
Exactly.
And experience life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And leave dad at home.
Yeah. yeah. No, that's all right. That's
good for
all right.
you.
I'm happy for yeah. them to do stuff. So, yeah. Yeah.
That's cool, man.
That's it.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So when do we find out scores, though, or anything for your son?
I'll be looking. I think they haven't started yet because they're a couple hours behind us.
Yeah,
so.
they're three hours behind us. So.
Is it 3 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then he's probably just waking up.
Yeah,
because
we're ahead of them. So
Yeah. So I'll find out this afternoon.
10, so it's like what?
7.
Yeah, 7 o'clock in the morning there. Right, so now
we did our math right.
You guys, yeah. go us.
Yeah, three of us to figure that out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know how to balance my checkbook. So... Yeah. Very cool, man. Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah, that's great.
Cool. Cameron, how about you?
Yeah. Let's see. I took a day off from work on Wednesday to do a couple personal errand things. But after that was done, I was able to spend some time in Newport Beach. And it was so nice that day. A little cold in the shade, but the sun was so warm. We took a walk on the pier, the wife and I, and it was great. It was such a beautiful day. It was so nice to be outside.
It was. This week, it was a really nice week.
You know, like fresh air by the sea. So it was really nice. That same day, we went and saw Dungeons & Dragons at the movie theater.
Oh, mm-hmm. I've heard good things about it.
It was so fun.
See, the only thing I remember is the cartoon series when I was a kid.
Okay, yeah. Well, see, I have nothing. I had nothing going into it. No video games, no cartoon. I didn't even know it was a cartoon until you said that. I had literally nothing going in. It just looked like a fun movie. And, one of the characters, his name is Justice something. I can't remember his last name, but he actually went to my junior high.
Really?
So he's like the main young kid in it. And he plays like a sorcerer. And he went to my junior high, and so we had the same drama teacher.
Oh, very cool.
And so it's really cool.
Isn't
like
that
she posted
that?
Something on Facebook, and she was like, "Went and saw Justice in the movie today, and he did great, and blah blah blah." And so it's just really cool to see that those connections and people actually. Doing it. She was my favorite teacher from beginning to end of high school. She was my favorite teacher, and I had her for 2 years in a row, so it was great.
I had the same acting teacher as Chris Pine, which is just a funny coincidence.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Okay. He's younger than me. He had the teacher later, and he's done slightly better than I have as an actor. Just a little bit.
You think so?
Just a little.
I guess Justice has done a little bit better than me, too. So.
Not that we're comparing, but
No. You know, everybody has their own path,
their
own
journey.
Yes,
we're all on a journey. It's a marathon,
maybe we'll
not a
there
sprint.
One day.
Yeah. Exactly. But I'm happy for him. He's a likable guy.
Yeah. So that was cool to see him up there and kind of like coming, you know, from the same area and everything.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to share with you guys on in my production class on Thursday nights, we had via Zoom, we had a guest speaker. Her name was Suzanne Kai. Mm-hmm. And she was the producer of a documentary called Like a Rolling Stone, The Life and Times of Ben Fong Torres. So he was a music writer for the Rolling Stones, right?
Yeah.
You guys, I can only imagine you're familiar with him. Mm-hmm. And so it was just really cool to hear her story. She'd really only done television before this. And then she was just like, I want to do a documentary. And she's known Ben Fong Torres for years, it sounds like, before the 90s, like maybe met in the 80s at some point. And she just decided to do it on him. It came out, I think, in 2019, and then kind of COVID hit, things like that. But then Netflix picked it up last year.
Oh, wow.
And it's now got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. And she's, she's going to a film festival in Detroit this weekend. And she's the keynote speaker and all of these things. And it's just doing really well. So if you have time to watch that, I unfortunately haven't had time since Thursday to watch it, but I really want to watch it. It looked really good. We watched the trailer. So,
well, since you guys are name dropping or whatever on former people who've become famous, whatever, I went to school with, went college actually with Cress Williams, who played Black Lightning on the CW's Black Lightning.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah. Okay. So, and I followed Cress's career throughout the whole years. And we've had him on the show before, too. And I'm trying to get him back on, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Cress, answer your phone. same thing. It's, you know, like local guy gone good kind of thing, you know. And he went to, was it UCLA after being over at Fullerton College.
Okay.
And then went on to UCLA. And then that's when he realized how the business really works.
Mm-hmm.
Got himself his agent, whatever. And his first TV thing was 90210, the original.
Oh, wow.
So, and then, yeah. And then he was on like Living Single, I think it was, and what have you. And just, you know, other different roles. And he's had, you know, ups and downs here and there. But his tenure on television has been, you know, not just like a one season or two season thing, but yeah, like three or four season shows kind of thing. And of course, the last one, you know, playing a superhero, you know, Black Lightning and everything.
That's
was
really cool.
You know, at, almost at the age of 50, you know, it was kind of cool also, you know, and everything. And yeah, you know, he's doing good. So now it's just a matter of what he's doing now. So I want to try and catch up with him though.
Yeah, that's great. So that was my week.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah.
How about you?
Week was kind of interesting. Let's see. A week ago today, basically, we went to... No, I'm sorry. It was Sunday. I apologize. Went to go pick up my son over at Upland High School because they were doing the thespian, I believe it's the thespian, state finals.
Oh, okay.
Of different, you know, plays and monologues and this and that. Well, he entered... the sound competition, I guess you could say. So he picked a play, picked a segment or a scene in a play to recreate the sound of that part of the play. And of course you get judged on it and he presented it and everything. And you get either like, I think it's like a fair, good, excellent, or superior. So, didn't know the result until later on, and we found out that he did get a superior.
Superior.
Yay!
Which now means he has the opportunity to go to nationals.
And you said that was where? It's, is it in the Midwest somewhere?
In Indiana.
Indiana.
Of all places.
Yeah. Gary, of all places. Gary, Indiana.
Yeah. You know. So, which means, hey, Lime City Radio, guess who's coming to town?
Wow.
So, yeah. So he's going to Indiana for it. It won't be, I think, until June it is. So now we got to try and figure out how to raise funds for the kids and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do that. So we're going to try a GoFundMe page and I'm going to see if I can get a hold of some of the local news people and stuff, whatever, so we can get the word out to raise funds to get, you know, these kids out there. It's a
car wash.
That
it's a song for everything.
I know some models.
They're all in here.
So. No, these are for kids. You're not going to get a bikini.
No.
We'll have one line for the kids for their cars, and then one line for the adults. Okay, you know? And we'll both have men and women.
But it has to be 1,000 yards away from the school.
That's fine,
right? You can't.
We'll have a long hose.
Okay, all right.
We'll have buckets.
All right.
A bucket brigade. You know, and everything. And to make it fair, we'll have some guys from, you know, Chippendales for the ladies, too.
Okay.
You know, so.
I mean, anyone can choose any line.
Yeah.
How about that?
Exactly. Right. And if you're over 18, then the kids can go into the adult
there
line.
We go.
Yeah.
There you go.
But, yeah, so we got to start raising money for them and everything to get them, because it's going to be an awful lot.
It could, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
For airplane. It's at $1,000 just to go. That's the fee.
The registration.
The registration fee. Just $1,000.
Wowzers. That's expensive.
but that includes all week long.
Yeah.
It includes their three meals a day and room in one of the dorms.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you meant it's just like $1,000 to go and then you have to pay for all the other things.
No, that's good.
But you got to pay for the airline ticket though.
Yeah.
To get there and then any other charters or whatever. So it's going to be expensive.
Yeah, it'll add up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll definitely add up. So hopefully we can get some things going to help raise. So which will be good. So did that, and then Tuesday was the 4th, I believe.
Yes.
So that was my wife's birthday.
Oh, yay.
So she turned 35. Because I have a very young wife.
Yeah,
I have a very young wife. I'm a lucky man.
Sure.
Yeah, you know.
Couple years older than me.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can imagine how my life is with a 35-year-old and I'm in my 50s. So, yes. So she turned 35, and so very happy. So we went out to dinner and everything. She wanted to go to Outback Steakhouse.
I was going to ask, where'd you guys go?
Outback Steakhouse. That's her favorite. So we went there.
Did you get a bloomin' onion?
Nah. Nah. But okay. It was good. But it was good. So we had our drinking on and everything. Of course, my mom was there. My son was there, of course. And then her parents, her my in-laws and everything.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
It was nice. You know, yeah. The six of us and everything. So it was very cool. So, yeah. So that was my week there.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very
so
cool.
A lot of fun with the celebrations. So
good times.
Yeah, absolutely. So should we do, let's see, what time have we got right now? 22. Yeah. We got time for what's trending then?
Yeah.
Let's do that then real quick.
What's trending?
All right.
I love this song so much.
Yeah, you do, because you start dancing.
It gets me going every time. I'm like, ooh.
It's like traveling. I got to start packing. I got to start doing this. I got to start doing that.
That's what it is. To feel like maybe it like fuels my anxiety. And I'm like, okay, let's go faster.
Nice.
All right. Well, there is so much movie news this week. So that's really all we'll be talking about today. So the first one we're going to talk about is Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling starring in the new film Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
I am so excited.
Are you really?
Well, because it was like my thing. I played with Barbies, I will tell you right now, and no shame until I was 14.
There's no shame in that.
There's no shame in that. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. I still play with Hot Wheels.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
See? Anyways, I love Barbie. So I am super excited about this, and I love Margot Robbie.
I love her, too.
So
I just hope it's good.
Yeah, I know. Me, too.
I'm really scared. When they do a film like that,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, it's going to be a bomb from the get-go.
Yeah.
It really is.
I know. And they're being a little, like, hush-hush about the actual, like, premise of the movie, except that she lives in, like, Barbie land,
uh-huh,
and she's not being, like, Barbie land Barbie enough, and so she gets like
shunned.
I kind of like, yeah, she goes into like the real world.
Oh.
And that's kind of like, so it's like Barbie like in the real world trying to like figure
kind of like Enchanted.
Like Enchanted.
A
yeah.
Fish out of water.
Exactly
kind
what
of thing.
I, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have seen the trailer, but the beginning of the trailer is Margot Robbie up on her toes, like how Barbie is, right? Because
yeah,
she's always ready for a pair of heels,
uh-huh,
and people are just going nuts about her feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Hashtag foot fetish.
Right, because yeah, like feet pics like on OnlyFans and stuff like that is like, wow, a huge thing right now. And so people are like all about her feet. And I will say, I like rewatched and I was like, oh, her feet look so cute.
Oh.
Well, so, she's got good legs, so I mean, yeah, she's, ooh.
So,
and we'll the, those memes are going viral where everyone's doing a Barbie of their own,
yes,
right? Mm-hmm. Those are everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, this Barbie, whatever,
yeah,
you know, whatever it
everyone
means to
is
you.
Barbie, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope it's a good film.
Yeah, I know, me too. There's a lot of fun people and good people in it, too, so I'm hoping that they kind of, you know,
yeah,
sell it. But
yeah,
yeah, because I mean, because like I said, when you do a film like that,
yeah,
I was really worried when the Brady Bunch movies came out.
Oh yeah,
it's like, how were they going to do those? How well was it going to be?
Yeah, but they didn't take it so seriously, which was good.
Yeah, and it was kind of like the same premise. It's like they put the Brady world in the real world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, and
yeah, that's,
I mean,
true, because all we knew really was them in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they took us out of,
and out of the house
wholesome
and everything.
Yeah. Out of the house.
Yeah, with the fake grass and everything.
Yeah,
everything's
yeah,
so bright because yeah, that's the way they did TV yeah, shows in the 70s, you know. But they did a great job of it, though.
Or the Addams Family movies. It was similar premise, like
oh my gosh,
just fish out of water kind of thing.
Yeah.
And very funny.
I love the Addams Family
very
movies.
Very funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if they follow that formula.
That's what I'm thinking is like,
God,
not
I
like
so,
Oscar worthy, you know, like this probably nope, not like that.
Would it
know,
be funny though if it,
but
if it was?
I know. What if it's just like a really great movie? But, you know, I think it's just going to be fun. And
I hope so.
And nostalgic.
And will they
course,
use that yeah, song by the band that did Barbie World?
Oh, I know. I think like E! News or People or something like that posted something about the movie, and they were like, and they put "Come on, Barbie, let's go party" in
yeah,
their caption. So
yeah,
a lot of people are already talking about it. So I don't know if
yeah,
they use it, but that would be fun.
Yeah, fitting.
Yeah. Anyways, that film will be released in theaters only on July 21st. So
oh,
we've got
months,
a couple more months, but. Probably a lot of red carpets and premiere stuff,
right,
and that'll be mm-hmm, fun to see. All right. There was an announcement by quite a few actors this week about the live action version of the Disney film Moana.
Mm.
I don't know if you guys saw that, but like
no,
Dwayne Johnson, who voiced the character of Maui in the animated version, will also be playing the
Maui,
same character in the live action.
He's got to yeah, he's got to bulk
which
up
I think,
a little bit, though.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit.
Because, you know, Maui's a big guy.
He sure is. I just think it's so cool. I feel like we're we have finally gotten to a place where there's like inclusion and diversity to where the actual people who voice these characters can play them live action, you know, because so many years ago, there were just like Caucasian people playing every character.
Yeah.
They can't play him now, you know? And so I just think it's great. I think that that was like the what I noticed too. And Dwayne Johnson also mentioned that the character of Maui was very inspired by his own grandfather, who was a chief of a people. On the islands. Yeah. So I thought that that was really cool too. And then, and then the actress who did Moana's voice will also be Moana in the live action.
Read that.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So I thought that that was really cool. There's no dates or anything like that. They just, they put out their videos this week.
But, announcing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool. The animated film, the Super Mario Brothers movies, hit theaters this past week on Wednesday, April 5th. Some famous voices in the film include Chris Pratt as Mario, Charlie Day as Luigi, Anya Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach, and Jack Black as Bowser. Deadline says that the film is cleaning up at the box office with an expected Friday of $59 million, and that would put it on the course for $137 million for 3 days and $195 million for the 5 day opening. This would be the best numbers Illumination has ever seen for one of their films opening week. So
that's good.
We'll see if it.
Gosh,
yeah,
that means even more than Despicable Me, then.
Exactly. That was what they put it up against. It's doing better already.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And those were good films, too.
Mm-hmm. They really were. April 5th was also the release date of the film Air, directed by Ben Affleck, a film that shows the journey of bringing Nike Air Jordans to life. This film is starring Matt Damon, Jason Bateman, Ben Affleck, and Viola Davis, along with other amazing cast members.
So. Is that really a good story?
I'm sure it'll be interesting if they'll I trust Ben Affleck's movies. His movies are usually pretty interesting. He directs really well.
Yeah. And there is someone that plays Michael Jordan in the film, but he like is barely in it at all. It's really like about the shoe.
About the people behind it.
What was the one he did with his wife, though?
Gone Girl? Gone Baby Gone?
No. What was that? God, because he did a film, I think, early on with Jennifer Lopez, too.
Oh, that was a long time ago. The first time they were dating?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he didn't direct that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was in it.
Yeah. That was that was horrible, too.
That was a notorious bomb.
Or something?
Yeah. Gilligan or Gilligan or something like that.
That did not do well. The last thing I wanted to talk about was the trailer for the newest installment in the Indiana Jones saga dropped this week, starring, of course, Harrison Ford. And that film hits theaters only this summer on June 30th.
I just saw the new trailer on that, and it explains a lot more than the first trailer.
Okay.
So the whole premise is that I guess his goddaughter comes to visit him. He's finally retiring as a professor.
Mm.
But then she's after this dial that her father found. And he kind of tells her, don't go after it, don't do whatever. But she does anyway kind of thing. And it's supposed to correct things in time.
Oh, I see. And adventure ensues.
And the adventure ensues overall. So, because I was like really worried about when they were doing the time thing with Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
So, because the last one, whatever, too, I'm kind of going, the Crystal Skull one, the whole premise I thought was like great up until like going, oh, no, they're interstellar beings of another universe.
Aliens.
They're fucking aliens. Just say it, George. They're aliens. And I think even Spielberg had trouble, wrapping his head and like, okay, George, what are they? What are they? You know, it was like,
is George directing this one?
Well, no, normally George writes it and Steven directs it.
Uh-huh.
So, and this time, neither one is a part of it.
Got it.
So that's why this is going to be really, really interesting.
Hit or miss.
To see. And now that I've seen the second trailer, it does look a little bit better.
Okay.
So, and a little bit more explanation of what it'd be. So.
Stay optimistic.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
and there
it
you
for
go,
trendy.
Guys. All right, that is what's trending. You just love this theme song, don't you?
I do. It's so fun.
Well, you know what my second favorite theme song is?
What is it?
This one right here.
I'm just a cold beer drinker. Check out the callus on my pop top finger. Got a cooler in the back with a 12-pack ready to roll. I'm just a cold beer drinker.
yes, of course, that theme song means only one thing. We've got our friends on the phone, Mike and Kay, because this is On Tap with Mike and Kay. How are you guys?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. Kay's a few minutes away from the house.
Alrighty.
She and my middle son are doing some replanting of the garden out back, and they went to run a quick errand, and
she'll
be in a few minutes. But hey, I'm here, and
yes, you are. First, Mike, I got to ask you. I know we were talking about you guys coming down the 18th. It didn't work out because we had to skip the show that day, but it kind of also worked out for you guys because you hurt your back a little bit for the marathon. Didn't get a chance to do the LA marathon.
Yeah, I was pretty bummed out because I was pretty ready and I was running really well. But about a week before, and this is just a recurring thing I've had for 30 years, my lower back started bugging me quite a bit, and it just got progressively worse. I went to the chiropractor, but it was too late. So by the time the day of the race came around, I was in so much pain. I was walking around, you know, kind of bent over. And
oh, dude. You know,
now, unfortunately, there was no way I was going to run, so yeah. I did miss it. But, you know, I'll start seeing the chiropractor about a week early next year, I guess.
And how are you feeling now, brother?
It's still bugging me a bit. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to make an appointment to get back in again. This is about the longest period of time I've had where it's causing me problems. It's been a few weeks now, and it goes away after about a week or so. So, yeah, I you know, it's getting older sucks, you know?
It does. It does, yeah. You know, it's tougher, but, I mean, you'll bounce back, I think, a little bit better.
Yeah. Just,
like, get into that chiropractor, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. All right, brother. So what do we got going on this week? Because I know this is a National Beer Week. So National Beer Day, actually. So So what we got going on? What beer should we go out there and try and drink and have party with?
Well, you know what I thought would be kind of fun to do today? We told you so much about the beers that we drink and the beers that you can get a hold of at various places. We thought it'd be fun to go over the beers over the last several years that have really had, I don't think I'll call it always sexy names, but maybe some off-color or risque names. And
awesome.
And so we
came
up with a top 10 list that we thought would be kind of fun to go over.
Oh, God. All right.
Yeah. And, you know, so a couple of things I'll say first. There is a big effort in the beer industry, and I totally support this, to kind of get away from the idea that beer is for men. And, you know, women either drink light, fruity things or wine because, you know, I think you guys know the story that Kay was a stout drinker while
right.
I was still drinking, you know, weak lagers like Coors Light and stuff like that. and, you know, she's a brewer, so she's definitely a beer person. And so, you know, over the years, there have been a lot of names that were really kind of catered to the fact that beer was for men, and we know sex sells. And so some of these might fall into that category. But what I say is this, you know, we live in a country where small businesses can do what they want. You know, they can name their beers what they want. And speaking just for myself, if they choose to do that, they'll either keep their audience or they won't.
Right.
And so we'll go over this list. Well, and I tried to keep it PG-13. There were a few out there that would be better not to bring up on the air.
Wow.
They were pretty interesting.
Hey, there's no rules on podcasting, man. You can say whatever you want. You know that.
Yeah, I know. We'll save some of those other ones for off the air. But but you know, we've all heard of you know, little something something ale, which is, you know, and all kinds of fun with blonde ales. You got lots of melon blondes, and you got dirty blondes, and things like that, and. And then, Sean, you know, I think it was our first show that we talked about man juice. I don't know if you remember that.
I forgot about that.
That was a pretty good one. But so the list we put together, I'm going to go ahead and go over, and we'll see if we can have some fun with it. So at number 10, we put the Great Big Kentucky Sausage Fest.
I love it.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's fun about it. You can make up your own names when you're brewing your own beer. This is an Imperial Brown Ale. It's from the folks over at Against the Grain Brewery, and they are in Louisville, Kentucky. Not all of these are necessarily still available, but if you look online at some of these breweries and you want to do some research, you can check to see if they're still out there. I believe this one might still be. So,
cool.
At number 10, we have Morning Timber, and that's a coffee stout that is brewed by Beer Tree Brewery in Port Crane, New York. So they had a little bit of fun with the Morningwood idea.
I like that. That's kind of good.
At number eight, we have Tramp Stamp.
Nice. Oh, that's sweet. Love that.
Yeah, the can art is pretty good on that one. It shows a bit of a Tramp Stamp coming up above the jeans line, like, you know, used to be popular. It's a
that's funny.
Coffee stout. I'm sorry, it's a Belgian IPA. And that's brewed by Clown Shoes Beer in Boston, Massachusetts. And you can find Clown Shoes Beers in almost all of your stores that serve craft beer. And they make some pretty good stuff.
What a name for just a beer company alone. Clown
yeah.
Shoes.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was reading about them recently because I think we've had Clown Shoes on the show before. And they were talking about how clowns scare them, but clown shoes make them crack up. So that's kind of what...
And, of course, you can always raise your foot and go, you know what they say. You know what they say.
Yeah. What's that? Oh, yeah, the size of the shoe?
Exactly.
Well, I wear a 12 and a half, so there, damn it.
Lucky. Kay's lucky.
At number seven, we've got Hoppy Ending. And that's a pale ale. And there were Happy Endings out there as well, but I think Hoppy Ending is just a much more fun title.
It's more clever.
Easter theme.
Yeah, more clever.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
It's an Easter theme.
It's made by Palo Alto. What was that?
It's an Easter themed beer. It's got the
oh yeah,
the
hey,
bunny on
there. Yeah,
the way
there
they were going.
Yeah, hopping
I see ending. What you did there.
Yeah.
That's out of Palo Alto, so that's here in California. And that's Palo Alto Brewing, by the way.
Nice.
Now, at number six, this is a really great one. It's Big Titty Assassin Red Ale.
Wow. That's a long name.
Yeah. And it's T-I-D-D-Y. So I guess you can have it on the store shelves that way without getting into too much trouble. And that one's out of Munster, Indiana, a place called Three Floyds Brewing. So...
And a guy named Dave owns that brewery.
What was that?
And a guy named Dave owns that brewery.
Yeah, you know him.
Three Floyds, you know. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Dave. It's the old Don Nacho, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Floyd the Barber. I'm old enough to remember. At number five, we have Pantheus Drop Us.
Because once you have it, that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I like that one. That one's an Imperial Double IPA. And that's brewed by Ellottville Brewing in Ellicottville Brewing in Ellicottville, New York, a place that I've never heard of before.
It's like a little wizard spell.
Yeah, there you go.
Harry Potter wizard spell. There you go.
Number four, we have a Thong Remover.
Oh, that's a little more straightforward.
Yeah, there's a
well,
few
if one doesn't work, the other one will.
That's, there you go. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a Belgian ale that's brewed by Village Idiot Brewing. I like the name of that.
Yeah, Village Idiot.
Yeah, and they're in Mount Holly, New Jersey. And my Kay's twin sister lives in New Jersey. We'll have to check that place out when we're out visiting her. So
there you go.
At number three, we have, along the same theme, Panty Peeler.
Wow.
One out of three. One out of three, it should work.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a theme. And that's a Belgian-style triple, so similar to the one above. That's made by Midnight Sun Brewing, and they're in Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, wow.
I think a lot more men out there than there are women, so maybe more a brief peeler than anything else, huh?
There you go.
At number two, we've got, here's pretty straightforward, Leg Spreader.
Okay. What's the alcohol percentage on that one?
You know, I didn't write that down, but I
didn't give it to the wife. Mm-hmm.
So it is an extra strong bitter. That's an English style bitter, and I'm sure I didn't write it down, but I'm sure it's probably around, you know, 9% or something like that. So that's made by the folks over at Route 2 Brews in Lowell, Indiana.
Mm. All right.
Leg Spreader, like it.
And then at the number one spot, I think just did it for us. Kay and I thought this was pretty funny.
All right, hold on, Mike. We got to do this stuff for you.
Yeah. All right, at number one, we have Fudge Me Berry Hard. Bud Me Berry Hard Imperial Porter.
I love it.
Yeah, and get this. So the can art has a block of fudge having sex with a strawberry.
I love it.
That's how the beer was made, right?
There you go. Exactly. Wow. And not only that, though, but then you get a little bit of whipped cream involved.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you got a party going on.
Gosh. It's the new birds and the bees.
That's a threesome right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is another one made by the same brewer called Fudge Me Berry Berry Hard. So maybe they got a couple of different berries in there.
Stronger.
But
stronger berry. There you go.
Yeah, it's an Imperial Porter and it's got strawberry in it, if you couldn't guess. So it's a little chocolatey, a little strawberry, and a lot nasty.
That sounds really good though.
That's really?
Yeah. It actually does. It probably is. It's Riverbend Brewing in Bend, Oregon. So those are the ones that we actually thought were safe for air.
Wow.
Yeah. We definitely got to talk about now the other ones, though, because I remember when you first came on to one of the brewing companies that you introduced me to, which I love some of their stouts, because of you guys, I'm now a stout drinker, is the Belching Beaver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Belching Beaver is a great one.
Oh, God. They got so many good flavors in those things, and just so good. But I thought, the name Belching Beaver. You got to be kidding me.
They've got that great peanut butter stout that we all had together. And then they've got a Mexican version of that has, I think, some cinnamon in it and maybe some nutmeg or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And it's pretty good, too. I mean, everything they put out is pretty good. And Kay and I have been down to there. Their brewery in San Diego. I think it might be El Cajon, but it's right around that area. So if you ever get down there, you may have to check that out.
Nice. Hey, we were talking last night because we had a meeting and everything about what to do for upcoming shows and stuff. And I think we were talking, was it May 6th?
May 6th. Mm-hmm.
I think it's Natural Homebrew Day.
Yes.
And coming out and seeing you guys and broadcasting the show from your house again. You guys up for that?
We would love to, but we are going to be out in Vegas that weekend.
We'll meet you in Vegas. What's the room number?
Yeah, let's do that. We've got tickets to go see Rod Stewart that weekend.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. Lucky you.
Yeah, that should be fun. We're going to see Kay's sister and brother-in-law are going to be out there. Some of her nieces and nephews, I think, are going to be out there. So we're going to drive out Friday.
Okay.
And then be there through the weekend. So.
All right. I know with you guys being there, do you guys think you still might be able to call in for that day, though?
Let's see. Saturday morning. Let me get back to you on that. The reason being is Kay and her sister Wendy are still kind of working out plans of what we're going to do Saturday.
Okay.
And depending on what time we do something, it may end up being early because they do a lot of hiking. They're thinking about doing some kayaking. There's some things going on. Uh-huh. But I'll definitely text you back soon because we'd love to be on the show. And, it might be fun to be on the show with our her sister and brother-in-law if we're going to, be around.
Yeah, absolutely. The more the merrier. Yeah, the more the merrier. And, of course, we could always call Brian again for his birthday, too.
Is that the same day? Because if that's the case, that's the same time you were out last year.
Yeah, it's actually Cinco de Mayo is his birthday, May 5th.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that would be great. And we'll have to leave another one of those
messages for him again, exactly.
See if he calls us back. He'll have to remember from that.
So. Yeah, I'm sure he will. If we do it right again, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, we'll let you know. And if that doesn't work out, we certainly want to have you out to the house again. Kay did brew her Mexican lager again the other day.
Oh, nice.
So it's in the fridge right now doing whatever it does. I'm not the brewer.
You're the drinker.
I'm the drinker, yeah. So it's creating its flavor profile, as they say, I guess, in the fridge right now.
Nice, nice. And what is she working on next?
I believe she bought the stuff to do another IPA, and I think it was just going to be kind of a hazy IPA. I believe she was thinking about maybe making it kind of grapefruity, because last one she did was a pineapple. Remember a pineapple upside down?
I know, and I wanted to try that one, yeah.
Yeah, so we still have some of that. So next time we get together, we'll definitely bring a bottle. But when she gets done with the next one, we'll bring that one as well.
Now, I can't remember. I know she mainly does the IPAs, but she hasn't done like her own stout yet or anything, right?
Yeah, she has. She has done a stout. I think it was I believe there was a raspberry stout, and she's done a chocolate s'mores. I think when you guys were out here last,
she
did the chocolate s'mores stout.
Okay.
And so it's those two, and there might have been another one in between. So she's definitely done a couple of stouts or a few stouts.
Okay. Yeah, because I, oh man, she when she makes her stuff, it's so, it's good no matter what.
Mm. Yeah, it's great. She's had some really great success, so it's been fun.
Yeah, awesome. All right, well, we'll catch up then as things approach for next month then.
Yeah, definitely. We'll text in the next couple of days because they're working out kind of the plans over the last couple of days. So we'll definitely be there. Hey, just also want to let you know, Sean, we found out we're going to be grandparents. Our oldest let us know. Oh! So that's going to be fun.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Congrats. That is awesome.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that'll be fun. November is the due date, so we get to spoil a little girl or a little boy. They don't know yet, man. But this will be our first one.
Nice. That is going to be so awesome. Now, are you guys, or is your son, are they going to try and find out what the sex is, or do they want to be surprised?
Yeah, no, they're going to find out as soon as they're able to. It's too soon but I think it's coming up pretty soon. I think it was like another month away from about a week ago. So they'll know because, yeah, they said they want to have, you know, they want to do what a lot of people are doing nowadays, get the room all decorated and buy some stuff. And that way, those of us who are going to be buying stuff way ahead of time, like us, we can buy the right stuff, you know, so it'll be fun.
Cool. Well, if it's a boy, I think I have some still clean clothes that we've never used when Roman was born.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So, I mean, they're just sitting there
right
in the garage in a bucket. Never been used. The labels are still on.
It's a great way to get stuff because it costs a lot and they only wear it for a little bit of time. So, I'll definitely let my son know.
Dude, that's so great, man. Appreciate that. November, you said, huh?
Yeah, November time frame right now.
Well, we will need to throw a party and drink for that.
Yeah, for sure. I'll drink to anything.
Brother, it's always good to have you on, and I'm sorry you get a chance to talk to Kay this time, but we'll talk next month for sure and everything and figure everything out, though.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, you guys take care, have fun, and definitely am enjoying the show. Looking forward to being together again.
Absolutely, yeah. Mike. You take care of yourself, brother, and make sure that back heals because I want to see you do more marathons.
Yeah, will do. And cheers, you guys.
Yeah.
Cheers to you, brother. Take care, Mike.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
I'm just a cold beer drinker. Check out the chalice on my pop-top finger. Got a cooler in the back with a 12-pack ready to roll. I'm just a cold beer drinker.
Oh, yeah. When Kay makes her, no matter what it is, it's so good.
I know he was talking about her doing like an IPA with grapefruit. I just love grapefruit.
Do you really?
Like with alcohol.
Mm. Oh, mm-hmm. I never tried anything like that.
I don't know if I've ever had a beer. Well, I probably have had some sort of beer maybe with grapefruit, but just like a cocktail, like instead of just like a vodka soda with a lime, add a little grapefruit juice. Delicious. Mm. That's just like a little sour
like a
note.
Squirt. Isn't a Paloma like squirt and tequila? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, my mom loves squirt.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. She'll get, there was a drink that they kind of invented, her and her girlfriend, where, because they were like running out of things or whatever, I guess, at this party or whatever. And so all they had left was Kahlua and squirt.
Gross.
It tastes like a Hershey bar.
No way.
Kahlua and squirt?
Ugh. You got to add the right amount of Kahlua.
Yeah.
You know, for it, you mix it up or whatever, and it's like a Hershey bar or a Tootsie Roll or whatever, and has that chocolatey flavor to it for whatever
interesting
reason.
So,
you got to get creative when you're running low on.
Yeah.
That's true. That's
I mean, I was stupid enough to mix brandy and Pepsi one time.
I did
brandy with Dr. Pepper.
Oh, anything with Dr. Pepper tastes good.
I was also like 21, and I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, this was 3 weeks ago
for me. Well, I'm not going to drink brandy by itself, so put Dr. Pepper in it.
Yeah, try different things.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, squirt and Kahlua.
That's right.
Wow.
That was like squirt and Jose Cuervo was like the drink of choice when I was in college.
Really?
Yeah, just like faux margaritas.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So good.
God, I'm thirsty right now.
I know, me too.
I'm so thirsty. Mm. You know, I got some Fresca downstairs, and I got some tequila.
All right.
And I've got some triple sec.
Uh-huh.
I can make margaritas right now.
You sure could.
I can make margaritas. And you know, that Fresca, it's that grapefruit flavor that you like.
Mm.
So I can...
Mm-hmm.
You want one?
Yeah. Why do I want one? Like, yeah. That
I just love it. Oh, that's so good. Oh, I can't wait to do a drunk show with you.
I know. It'll be a good time.
Next year, man, everything is going to fall into place.
Yes.
And we'll be able to do the drunk shows the way we want to do it.
That's right.
And everything.
St. Patrick's Day will be on a Saturday.
Oh, yeah. It'll Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, Mother's Day, Father's Day, you know, all those days.
All the holidays.
All the holidays.
It really is the end of the world next year.
We gotta make up. We gotta make up for the last 2 years that we couldn't do anything.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, if we were like a regular radio show, then we could, you know, do it on the day. Mm-hmm, but we're once a week, which sucks. But,
yeah.
And believe me, we're hilarious when we're drunk.
That's true.
We are.
I'm fun.
Yeah.
Good time.
As you should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. You should be. That's what you want to be. You want to be that silly drunk, that good drunk. Yeah. And go, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
You know, we can go jump and go, I don't need the umbrella. You know, I'll try anything. All right. Well, should we do horoscopes now, guys?
Yeah.
Do it.
All right. As soon as I can find the theme song, I will. Oh, look at that. It's right on top. All right. Well, let's start off with the birthday people, which are Aries. And I believe you have that, Kamala?
Yeah, I do.
All right. So let's start off with them.
All right. You'll feel particularly fired up as the month kicks off, dear Ram. Oh, I see. These vibes are perfect for taking the initiative where it matters most, prioritizing goals and using your voice in an effort to expand your presence within personal and professional ambitions. You'll feel inspired by love in all its forms once Venus enters Gemini on April 10th.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Acting as a breath of fresh air for your mind and heart. Friendships will be particularly uplifting right now, so be sure to send a few thinking of you texts to your most beloved companions. Hmm. A flurry of lucky stardust will surround you when the sun aligns with Jupiter on the 11th. So the 10th and the 11th, special days.
All right.
Be sure to move, speak, and think with intention, because the universe will be eager to manifest your desires.
Oh, hear that, honey? Desires.
Yeah.
Desires.
This is all for her.
Desires.
The new fragrance from Calvin Klein.
Oh, I love that. Desires. Desires.
At Macy's now.
All right. Brace yourself for some serious change when the solar eclipse takes place in your sign on April 19th, pushing you toward new beginnings. You'll sense a shift, especially where tense relationships or frenemies are concerned. Mm.
Frenemies.
I was like, is he going to do something?
Frenemies, frenemies.
Tether yourself to the present once Mercury enters its second retrograde of the year on the 21st, and be sure to keep a close eye on your finances throughout the coming weeks. Try to spend some time in nature when the sun aligns with the nodes of fate on April 24th, finding peace in the moment while letting go of grief from the past. Past, 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 past. Oh, I was gonna let it all go.
Fling it, girl, fling it.
That's it. That's Aries.
All right, cool. All right, let's see.
Can we hear that?
Yeah. Well, here. Let me. I can do this though. Watch. Let's see. Where did it go? Oh, here we go. I got it.
There we go. Yeah. This just adds to the mood, right?
That's true. I would have said it differently.
Libra.
Yes. Tell me.
Flowers will bloom at your feet this month, dear Libra, as four celestial bodies move through Aries and the sector of your chart that governs love. Lean into the sweet yet sexy energy at play, allowing your passions and heart to guide you. Be mindful of who you give focus to, bringing depth and intensity to your conversations.
So don't want to exclude us right now. While these vibes are perfect for nurturing healthy bonds, you could sign yourself up for some grief if you invest in the wrong people. Major heat will manifest in your romantic entanglements during Aries' solar eclipse on the 19th. Bow chicka bow. New and mature bonds could put to test because the universe seeks to strengthen dynamics that are meant to be while destabilizing those that are not. Fate will have a role play in your happy ever, happily after, ever after. I need to learn to speak.
Fate. Fate's mysterious.
Yes, it will. And he'll have a role to play, a big role to play in your happily ever after. Though you'll need to follow the signs and your heart. Use your blinkers. The winds of change will blow through your hair once Taurus season kicks off on the 20th, activating the sector of your chart that governs transformation. Try not to rebel against the direction you're being pointed in right now, because the universe wants you to evolve on a fundamental level. Choose happiness above all else, though you should be prepared for a few intense moments in the near future.
Like, I called one of those 1-900 numbers back in the, we talked to a psychic, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Cleo.
Here's my $2.
When Dionne Warwick
Yeah. Taurus.
Why are you looking at me?
No, I was just looking at you, but Taurus.
That's me.
I know.
Hello.
You might not like this one, Ken.
Oh man.
But you want to hear it anyway?
Oh, wait a minute then. We need something different for Taurus then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Here, let's see.
Running to the bulls.
There you go. Okay. That way it kind of uplifts
it
a little bit.
Here we go. It up a little bit. Okay, cool.
You'll love this. Dear Taurus, you might feel more irritable than normal this month.
All right.
How's that for an opener?
I know. God, what a downer.
You're going to internally explore some deep and uncomfortable topics. Your mood is going to fluctuate as you sort out your psyche.
I'm really on a on the surface type of person. So, yeah.
Boy, this music
awful.
Is really helping.
It's important to keep tabs on your disposition. Should you find yourself feeling more snappy and irritable, try to accept accountability and apologize, especially if someone else points out these behaviors.
Say you're sorry.
The vibe will
I don't want to.
The vibe will be particularly intense on April 19th. I'm going to be experiencing love on the 19th, but you're going to be irritable.
I'll be all mad.
Yeah.
It's going to be that time of the month.
We don't have a show that day, I hope.
Maybe I'll check.
heavy flow day, maybe?
Well, April 19th is going to bring all your recent soul searching to a head. Be super gentle with yourself on this day, and don't feel guilty if you need to hide from family and friends and everyone else.
What day was that?
The 19th.
Okay.
You'll begin to feel more elevated and like yourself once the sun enters your sign the next day. If you felt as though your luck has been at a low ebb recently, you can expect the tide to turn as your solar return inches nearer. Okay. Unfortunately, what? A lot of unfortunately's in your
horoscope. Oh my God.
Mercury begins its retrograde reign of terror on the 21st. So the road ahead might not be completely smooth.
That sounds really rough.
This is one of the more rough horoscopes
I've
heard.
Don't leave the house.
I might not.
This month.
Yeah, this month.
Yeah, for the whole month.
Well,
but my birthday's this month.
Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess it is a good thing you work from home right now.
That's true. At least my birthday isn't the 19th. Doesn't sound like a good, it's going to be a good day.
Well,
is it over?
That's it.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Fortunately, it's over.
Well, I'm going to take that with a grain of salt.
Well, let's hear this great music. And there we go. All right.
All right.
Okay. And we got the last one here.
Yeah, I guess I'll read it. we've got Gemini.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Oh, it's back to this.
Want me to do a different one then?
No, whatever.
It can mellow Camlin out.
Whatever. Yeah. Maybe calm down from that horse reading. Okay. Brush that off. like I'm going to go into like a witch voice. Okay.
Your social responsibilities will energize you this month, dear Gemini, as Aries season pushes you to rub elbows, shake hands, and engage with your community. However, however, the stars will also ask that you take plenty of time to recharge and clear your head between engagements.
Ooh.
Yes. Mm, space. Mind space.
Lord knows there's a lot between my ears.
You're set.
Of course, that's what I took up in school. Space.
On April 10th, a sense of harmony and grace will wash over you when Venus enters your sign and the stars align to bring more sweetness into your life.
I love things that are sweet.
This planetary placement is also poised to liven up your love life, making it more important that you're able and willing to open your heart to another.
I'm always willing. Hey. I'm always willing. Oh, boy, am I willing.
Show your wife this. Look, it says right here.
Yeah.
If you're not quite ready to connect with someone special, take extra care to pamper and comfort yourself.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be good. That's going to be really nice. Take care of myself. Yeah.
The area... Move on.
You're always there for yourself. That's a good thing.
The Aries solar eclipse on the 19th could be particularly exhausting when dealing with others, so be sure to set some boundaries if you need to. So we shouldn't talk to each other on the 19th.
Okay. Are you in that? Like, are you really? I can't? Okay.
No, no.
19th, okay. Heavy flow day. Boundaries. Got it.
You'll find yourself in a stable yet quiet mood once Taurus season emerges on April 20th, bringing forth celestial support as the stars ask you to dive deep within. These sentiments will be especially pronounced when Mercury enters retrograde motion the next day, which is poised to dig up the past.
That actually sounds interesting. Uh-huh. I've had a good past.
Luckily.
Not unfortunately.
Not unfortunately.
But luckily.
Luckily, you'll be in a unique position to make peace with grief you never quite resolved. So don't be afraid to explore your emotions.
Oh.
Well, that was nice. Good for you.
Someone's still resentful about their...
Super bitter about my horoscope.
Wow.
I'm not gonna let it get to me.
Well, for what it's worth, they don't have a great track record of, you know, predicting.
Being right.
So cool. You know.
And this is for entertainment purposes only. Yes. Anyway. So.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so that's all it is. So there you go. And there are our horoscopes. Woo. Alrighty. Okay, I got a little bit of a pet peeve right now, and I don't know if you guys noticed it or not, or even if this is worth talking about. Mm-hmm. But, and maybe we should kind of like let people know, okay, tweet us this also to, you know, on your feelings about it. But I've noticed the last couple of times I'm talking like in the last several weeks though, where I've gone to McDonald's or I've gone to Wendy's or whatever, and I order a combo meal.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, you know, most of the time because they want you to upgrade, you know, it's like, well, would you like a medium or a large? No, because it cost me 75 cents more. I don't want, no. I want the price that's there because it comes with a small fry and a small drink. And now they're saying they don't have smalls anymore. It's only mediums or larges. I'm like, well, why am I being charged extra now or something or what? I don't know if you guys noticed it or not.
They're probably doing that just so that they don't have to, have that price anymore. Like, they don't have to have that price point. It's only the next one or the next one.
So they raise prices on us automatically then.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
To have the medium, but then they'll charge again a little extra more for the large.
Right.
I mean, combos themselves have gone up where, you know, I might blow $10 on a meal that I feel like used to be half that.
Yeah, I was going to say like $5 or $6.
Yeah, $5 or $6 will get me my
burger, fry, drink, right. And now at least $10.
See, that's why, in all honesty, sometimes if I go to McDonald's, I order off the dollar menu because it's like, I used to eat the Big Macs when I was a kid, you know, but it's so much bread, you know, and everything, and so it's like now. I know. It's one of our drives. We're blasting off.
It's like, where are we going?
Venus. But where it's shit, I lost my train of thought now. The dollar menu, that's what it was. Because I used to eat the Big Macs. You know, but of course, with me trying to lose weight or whatever, trying to stay away from carbs and stuff like that. And there's a lot of carbs in a Big Mac because you got those three pieces of bread.
Right.
And the patties are so freaking small.
Yeah.
You know, so I just ordered a McDouble because it's the same size patty, but now just, you know, it's without that middle bun kind of a thing. So I'll order maybe like one of those, a chicken, McChicken, small fry, and like a medium drink. And that, and again, it's like under $8.
Yeah.
Do you use their app?
No.
Okay. So use their app because they have like a spend $10 or I think. Sometimes they have a spend $10, get 10% off your whole order.
Yeah.
Spend $20, get 20% off your whole order. So like even dollar menu stuff, like then you could, if you get to $10, you could get 20% off.
And you have points add up to where they get freebies.
Yeah, free things too.
Yeah. A lot of those places are now having like rewards programs and stuff so that you can track up, rack up your points.
Yeah, and like buy a Big Mac, get a Big Mac free, or buy a quarter pounder, get a Big Mac free. Like you can like mix and match their freebie things.
So, but I'm wondering why though would they stop doing the small fries and small drinks? I don't want that much soda or I don't want that much fries.
It may not be worth like their profit or something, like what they're spending on it versus like what they get. Out of it, I don't
know. Probably with inflation and everything, it just.
Because I think that's kind of unfair. Because I go, well, what if I don't want a medium?
Yeah, because then what would you get, like the kid size, and then?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because then I would have to go into a Happy Meal,
really small.
Yeah, then it's like a shot of Sprite. You know, you just got like a little shot glass.
I ordered a water cup at Del Taco the other day, and I'm not kidding. The cup was maybe like this tall, like 3 inches, maybe 4 inches tall, and it was like. So tiny. It was like 2 sips and the water was gone.
Like a rinse cup from a brush your teeth.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It was like just a little bit bigger than that.
My dentist uses the same cup.
Right.
With like a regular size straw. Wow. So you're like really far away from your cup when you're drinking it.
Wow. I don't know. I just thought it was just really unusual. I started to notice it. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. Why am I being...
Even the McDonald's by me stopped serving salads. And I don't know if that's every McDonald's, but the one, and I said, because over COVID they stopped because of supplies. And then after kind of everything opened up again, I said, are the salads ever coming back? And they shook their head, said, no, they're never coming back.
Wow.
But I don't know if it was that one or all of them, but I'd get their chicken
because
salad.
Because they're all in franchise and they do can operate on their own.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So yeah, I can't get a salad at my local McDonald's anymore.
I never had any. Were they any good?
Yeah, they were. And like, if you wanted to eat something and not have a bunch of bread, yeah, they were fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
I do like the Wendy's salads though. Those are actually
Are good too.
Those are
the,
really
the apples
good.
Or the apples and nuts or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Those are good.
Yeah.
Another good one that just came out recently was from Pollo Loco. They've got a new one that just came out that's really good.
I saw a commercial for that. It was like shredded beef.
Yeah.
That looks really good. I haven't.
My mom's tried it. She loves it.
Ooh. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and hopefully you can get a small there at Pollo Loco because, you know, it's the crazy chicken. You don't know what's going to happen over there.
Yeah.
You know, and everything. But I just thought it was unusual that they're saying, no, we're not going to give you small anymore.
Yeah.
Well, what if I want one?
Yeah, we're just skipping from like a kid's size to the medium.
I don't want that many fries. I don't want that big soda. I don't, you know, or whatever. So, I don't know. It was just that kind of...
That's strange.
It is.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what's going on, but that's what I thought. I wanted to see what your guys' take on it was. So, but yeah, no more small combo things anymore.
Womp womp.
Yeah, exactly.
Just don't go ballistic like that movie Michael Douglas did where... He didn't get the breakfast like 3 minutes after they stopped serving breakfast at 10.
Dude.
And he goes crazy.
Dude, I saw an article not that long ago when I was doing some things for What's News. Some guy actually went and shot up a Taco Bell after they were closed because he was pissed that he got there when they were closed.
Wow. People, somebody lost their life over the Popeye's chicken sandwich. Someone shot someone over the chicken sandwich. Really? That's like selling out everywhere. It was a while back, but yeah.
Oh,
people go crazy,
gosh,
over the littlest things.
That's, we had Popeye's chicken last night.
You had Popeye's?
We had Popeye's last
yeah,
night.
It's yeah, it's pretty good.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I gotta say, though, I really like Kentucky Fried Chicken still, though. The extra crispy.
Classic.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
So good. Popeye's is a close second, you know.
Yeah, they're good.
But I say, if you want something still good and cheap, Stater Brothers or Albertsons, man. They're fried
their
chicken.
Oh, their deli chicken, yeah.
$8.
Yeah.
$8, and you get a whole chicken.
Yeah.
You know, that's a meal in itself right there. You know, and then you spend $4 more, whatever, and then you get, what, two sides or one side and the roll, Hawaiian rolls?
Oh, that's great. That's a good
meal. It's an easy dinner.
Yeah.
Easy dinner.
And yummy.
You know, and then while you're there at the store, you can get something for the wife, you know, or the kids, you know.
Maybe
that's
you
all.
Feed someone else. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe. You know, it depends how hungry you are.
Yeah. Where do your responsibilities lie?
Right, exactly.
So they could feed themselves.
Yeah. You know, here's $10. Go to McDonald's. Go get a Happy Meal, you know.
Clue and
that's all you
squirt
can afford
down.
With
Clue and squirt. There
couple
you go.
Aisles down.
Yeah, while you're down there,
yeah, right?
Pick up daddy some squirt, you know. So, all right. Well, are you guys big Easter celebrators or?
My family's always been.
Big?
Yeah.
Okay, how about you?
Just, I'd say no.
No? Oh, no, no? Go ahead, say it.
Yeah. No.
Never did, like, helping with the Easter eggs with the boys or anything? Or?
Yes, but, like, I guess in terms of, like, some people go all out and really get into it, I think we would mild
so
celebrators.
Just like a medium.
Yeah, like a medium. Yeah.
Medium about.
I think as a kid, I started big because we would go to like the different families' houses or whatever, you know, within our family. So like go visit Aunt Lucy or go visit Aunt Lupe or whatever, you know, what have you. And we kind of do the rounds, you know, kind of a thing or whatever. So which was always fun. And then I think just as the years, as everybody grew up and what have you, it's like, no. You know, it's like, what are you doing? Maybe brunch, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, or we'll make breakfast here or something like that, you know, so.
Growing up, we went to my mom's side of the family, so my grandparents' house, and I had, I was one of seven cousins, and we were within about, like 9 or 10 years age gap, so it was all pretty close. Like, my oldest cousin was like 10 when my youngest cousin was born, so we were all able to do the Easter egg hunts, and so my grandma would make our clothes. And,
really?
Yeah, and so we all had like my brother and I, my brother was the only boy, so like my brother and I would have like matching outfits, of course, like my little dress and his little like pantsuit. That was so cute. And then my cousins, two girls, they would be dressed the same, and then my cousins, three girls, would be dressed the same, you know, so like we'd all be matching
Easter dresses and
yeah. And so that was like the big thing, was like my grandma would make our clothes.
Oh, that's cool.
And then we do an Easter egg hunt, and I have home videos of us doing it. So it was like this brunch that we would put together, the parents would put together,
right,
and stuff,
right,
at my grandma's house. And that was it for years and years and years.
So basically you guys are like the Waltons then.
Sound of Music.
Yes, that is what we were like.
I have no idea what the reference is, but okay.
I'm like trying to like scan my brain.
Old show in the '70s.
Now that cousins have like my brother has kids now, he's the only one that has kids that live around here. Another cousin has kids, but she lives in Colorado. So I want to see them.
Oh, those,
and then
those
I'm
eggs
married
could be really
now.
Good.
That and what?
Colorado eggs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, edibles.
Ah, okay. I was like, what? Why?
Don't mix those up with the kids.
yeah.
But if you do.
Be careful.
Oh, there's some entertainment going on.
Crazy day. But now, and then I'm married now, and my sister-in-law has kids. So now we watch them run around, and that's really fun. So we're splitting our day tomorrow.
Oh, that's cool.
By seeing my sister-in-law's kids, and then we'll go to my family's to see my brother's kids. Mm. So.
Yeah, we always enjoyed, I think as I gotten older and gotten married and everything, we've always enjoyed the brunches, you know, and the thing is that brunches aren't what they used to be anymore either.
Like, you mean at restaurants?
Well, or at a hotel.
At a hotel.
You know, where they used to have a really nice brunch. So, I mean, the whole spread's laid out and everything, you know, and you pay, $25 or whatever, you know, and you get to have the different, you know, salads and the different meats and the different whatever, and then, you know, that's your, you know, it's a 15-course meal kind of thing, you know, by the time you're done, you know. And there was one really good one in Long Beach where Karen and I had our wedding reception at. And they had the best brunches, and we would go there, God, I mean, for everything, Father's Day, Mother's Day, you know, Easter, whatever, you know. And all the way up until Roman was born, I think he was about maybe 3 or 4 the last time we went. And then they just started to slow down on it and not do it anymore. And, you know, we miss it because it was so good.
Mm.
You know, and now you go to restaurants and they say, well, we're having brunch. And all they give you is a mimosa. And they go, order off the menu.
Is it a bottomless mimosa?
Yeah.
I'm not complaining.
But, I mean, it's like you don't go and go to the different stations.
Right. Yeah, like a buffet.
Yeah, like it's supposed to be. You know, it's like, well, where's the buffet? Well, they go, oh, no, you just order off the menu. Well, that's not brunch.
El Torito still does a buffet brunch.
Yes, they do.
It's really,
it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad for what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And bottomless champagne.
Mm.
So the food tastes better after.
And you're not thinking of Golden Corral either as a
no.
Place. That's a little too yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But a brunch should be like that though.
Because that's always a buffet.
It is.
So it's like specifically on Easter buffet.
Yeah.
It is. It is. So but what always cracks me up though too though is when you go to church or whatever, depending on the church that you attend, is the signs.
Mm.
That are always out front.
Sure, sure.
You know, and some get creative for Easter.
Yeah.
Some are just creative in general.
Right.
And everything. So, you know, we thought that, and we haven't done this in quite a while, so we thought that we would give this to you guys and talk about some, you know, church signs that that we see here. So let me see. All right. So since we're doing funny church signs, and tomorrow's Easter, gotta have a little music, proper music for this.
That's right.
And there's nothing like kids singing.
I've got peace like a river. Creepy. I've got peace like a river. I think it's so creepy when kids sing on.
Just kids singing?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. What's that? There's a song from like the 80s, I think.
Oh. Well, here's the first one here. God loves his peeps.
So do I. I love peeps.
Yeah, I love my peeps too.
Yeah, pure sugar.
I'm going to try them again this year because I've never liked them.
It's just a hit of sugar.
Yeah,
just
maybe
gooey.
That's why.
Ooh. Put them in the microwave and watch them explode.
Oh, I'm going to eat some peeps.
No, I don't want to clean up after that. You want me to finish?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Easter comes once a year. How often do you?
That is not on
a church sign.
Yeah.
They meant to the church.
They meant to the church. Yeah.
But poorly phrased.
Oh, a lot of these are poorly phrased.
And oh boy. Oh,
yeah.
Well, spelling matters in this next one.
And punctuation, too.
And punctuation.
Because even with the one that she said.
Yeah.
You know, depends how often the wife of Randy.
Yeah. 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 You really wanted me to answer that, Pastor? All right. anal egg hunt. April 12th, 10 a.m., free family event.
Oh, God.
I think what they meant was annual.
Annual.
I'm going to go with annual.
Maybe they didn't. Maybe they didn't mean it.
You never know.
Different kind of church.
Yeah. Attention, Easter Bunny. We have your foot. If you want it back, tell us where the eggs are.
Okay, that's wholesome.
From a church.
Yeah.
Okay. To a dyslexic atheist, there is a... dog. Happy Easter.
Wow.
Okay.
Roasting
okay.
The people with disabilities.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Might as well, you know, jam it in. You know.
That's the anal egg hunt.
That's the same church.
Tweet others as you would like to be tweeted.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different things there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cute.
Some people forget how to pray until the cop makes a U-turn. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. Right? That's when you pray the most. Pray the hardest.
Yeah. Because then also you kind of go, did I pay the tags? Did I pay the tags? Did I pay the tags?
Yeah. That's what goes through my head. I'm like, oh my gosh, my registration. Every time.
And I just got mine done too, so I know I'm okay.
let's see. We're still here between Easter and Christmas.
Now that just seems resentful. Like, just like
I know.
Passive aggressive.
You know what? I was at church, my grandma's church, one time, like, probably like 12 years ago, and a woman said that to me. A woman that knew me, like, because I went there when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know, there's all the other weeks of the year, not just the holidays. And I was like,
That really makes you want to come back.
And the next time I went was in 2017 for my grandma's funeral. So, wow,
cool. Showed her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
She calls herself a Christian.
It's like, come on. That was like a backhanded something or other.
Yeah, that was.
This one you're going to have to explain to me, the Easter connection. I danced like no one was watching, and now I'm on YouTube.
Huh. I mean, it's funny just like in general, but I don't know if there's like an Easter thing there.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot, no.
How funny. Okay.
Yeah. I love this. Easter, part two of the Christmas story.
Wow. Sequel.
The sequel. Oh, that's so funny. Our Easter sermon is like fudge, sweet with a few nuts. It's cute.
Yeah, I think that's cute. Do you know what hell is? Come hear our preacher. Oh, wow.
What?
Are they roasting,
they're
roasting their
preacher? The, yeah. But I really don't think that's what they meant to do.
Like, no, our preacher will tell you about it.
Yeah.
Tell you how much you don't want to go there.
Right. Yeah.
This one kind of goes hand in hand with that one to a degree a little bit, though, because it says, having trouble sleeping? Try one of our sermons.
I've been to that church.
Hi. That was me growing up Catholic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But those wooden pews are hard to, those hard wooden pews are hard to sleep in, you know.
Oh, and believe me, when you fall over and you thunk your head, it wakes everybody up, right? And everybody else knows it. Like, oh, wait. Where are we at here? Yeah.
Best sausage supper in St. Louis. Come and eat Pastor Thomas Ressler.
Punctuation.
Yes. Oh, man, a comma after eat would have been great.
Semicolon, just something. Just throw something
anything
in between. Break it up.
Yeah, exclamation point. Oh, no, not an exclamation point. Never mind. I just reread it with it. Wow. It was not good.
Sermon topic will be, what is hell? Come hear the choir sing Easter Sunday. God.
Oh, my God.
Spacing?
Yep. Yep.
Spacing on these signs, man.
Have it's someone just look at it. Hey, can you take a look at what I'm going to put on the sign this week?
Yeah, I think that would be a great idea.
Give me some feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this one. Lent, not just for belly buttons.
Oh, Lent.
That's funny.
I don't know. Okay.
All right. It's close enough.
Yeah.
All right. Jesus would so smack you in the head. Is how I read that.
Yeah. Mean Girls kind of reading, or kind of reading here.
Exactly.
Oh boy. Mm. What happens in Vegas is forgiven here.
Oh, thank goodness.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
At least you know where you can go.
Yeah.
That's right.
They have a sense of humor there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thou shalt note. Chocolate is the true meaning of Easter.
Okay. Well, for church sign.
Wow,
church sign.
I don't know. They're probably not super proud of that one.
Yeah.
Easter egg hunts prove your child can find things when they want to.
True.
I get that.
Keep looking.
Had a really hard time finding things. I'm not a good looker for things, is what I've always said.
But if there's jelly bellies in an egg,
yep.
Oh, I'm hunting for the next 4 hours.
Yep.
Till I find that son of a bitch.
Yeah. And Hillside Church, blah blah blah. Just come to church. They just gave up at that point.
They were like, could have said something cool. Just come.
Yeah, just
get here.
That's good. I like that's that. So blah, blah, just come.
Yeah.
Just come.
Come on.
Oh my gosh. Huh, those were funny.
Those were funny.
Those were funny.
Very, very interesting.
So, you know, like I said, I thought there were some other ones, whatever, that I couldn't do on the air because they were leaned a little bit more too religious kind of thing. I didn't want to go down that road. But there were some that were going, oh, wow. You know, and where it kind of really hit the nail on the button, so to speak, you know. Uh-huh. And but they were good. They were good. But these were just as funny as too.
Nice. Hit the nail.
Yeah.
Oh,
no pun intended. No pun intended. We're just hanging around.
Oh,
that was bad.
Moving on.
You know what? I think that's
back to the long, silent, awkward.
That's how we start them. That's how we end them.
That's how we end it. Right?
Oh my God! I don't even know if I want to do the next bit or not.
Will it elicit more pauses?
I don't know. Should we? I don't know. Should we do it? Should we not do it?
It's. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
After those things, I'm not too sure.
I think maybe it was plenty.
Yeah.
You think so? You think so?
Maybe.
We can end it there. We can end the show there.
End it on
a high note.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, kind of thing, because that way, you know, it's
let's
more.
Let's go out laughing.
Yes. You guys have to prepare for the 19th coming up, so
that's true.
Mentally, we do have one more week before your big day on the 19th.
What's the 19th?
You already forgot the 19th.
The horoscopes. Don't text me.
You have to stay away from each other. So,
yeah. Oh man, that's gonna be hard.
It's on a Saturday.
That's gonna be hard to do, though.
I feel like on the 19th you're gonna be like, "Hey, like, no." Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. Okay. Yeah. Oh, then I'm good. Yeah, we don't talk. Yeah, yeah. Normally it's like a Thursday or Friday we talk.
I just want to hear about how that day went afterwards, because we have to vet these horoscopes. We need to know.
That's true.
Yeah, sounds good.
So we'll text you the day after.
But the 22nd is my birthday episode, so we'll only talk about it for like a second, because...
And then on to happier...
And then on to happier,
then on to happier things,
And then we'll flip that.
Well, see, that's just it. Your birthday, you know, show is coming up, and of course, you know, the 19th is after... Or before your birthday show. So we're going to be on the upswing.
Yes. And then everybody can see my hands. And then it'll be great.
And then you're going on a trip somewhere and everything. So it's all going to be good.
It's all good.
It's all going to be great. Good.
Everybody has bad days.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And what was the word they kept using in her thing, though?
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, everything's going to be good.
Okay.
There we go. Unfortunately, everything's going to be good after that. And we're good to go. So I think that's great. All right.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and end the show right now. But of course, you know, with tomorrow being Easter and everything, we didn't want to leave our Jewish brethren out or anything like that. So we wanted to close the show with something a little bit special because Wednesday started Passover.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to give everything to give a little bit homage to our Jewish brethren there for Passover. So this is something that hopefully we think you guys will enjoy as well. Oh yeah.
Aww. Face up for cups go. Holy Moses, Egyptian gold. This one for family. The Haggadah, straight masterpiece. Matzah, my roll. Eating it up at the Seder. Got kid along with Saint Laurent. Said I'll be come on for later. Here comes blood. Oh red.
Oh, this is good.
Moses, he's a magician. Frogs lies on head. Wild beasts and hail, I said, so dark, where's Fred? Let us go, Pharaoh's got no credit, firstborn, he did. Say Hebrews, let's start one and break it down. Jews wrote the hallelujah. Ooh. Jews wrote the hallelujah. Ooh. Jews wrote the hallelujah. Ooh. Cause best off, I'm gonna give it to you. Cause best off, I'm gonna give it to you. Cause best off, I'm gonna give it
They're
to you.
They're breakdancing.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Wow.
Fill it up the four cups. Oi!
Alrighty, and as we play this out, guys, we'll catch you guys next week. Don't forget, show's website is yourweeklydose.com, Facebook page, Your Weekly Dose, Twitter and Instagram, find us at Your Weekly Dose 1. Hopefully, we'll definitely post something soon. Don't forget to listen to us also on Delmarva Talk Radio, 7 a.m. Wednesday through Friday mornings, and of course, our favorite affiliate, Lime City Radio, at noon, Wednesday through Friday. And of course, guys, if you enjoy the show, please tell your friends about us, because we can't grow without you. So make sure you guys do that for us. Until then, catch us next week. Be good to each other. Happy Easter. Happy Passover, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Gonna live my life the best way I can. Freedom. We can. Be the Jew in you to a hero, man. Freedom. Say goodbye to those shackles and freedom. I say. More matzah in your tummy, break it down. Jews wrote the hallelujah. Jews wrote the hallelujah. Jews wrote the hallelujah. Cause space out fun, gon' give it to ya. Cause space out fun, gon' give it to ya. Space out fun, gon' give it to ya. Pass the night and we're living it up. Fill it up the four cups. Yeah.
listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.